You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, what do you know? Dickie Dozen's a reporter for the summer edition of his school paper, the Lincoln Bugle. Right now, Dickie's trying to get some news for his woman's page from Ma Dozen.
But, Ma, I gotta have hot news. Everybody in town reads the Bugle.
I know, Dickie, and that's why you should interview me about Does. Lots of folks here ought to know about this new kind of soap.
Aw, who ever heard of a reporter writing about any soap?
Not just any soap, Dickie. Does. It's new. Does everything in the wash. Work shirts, bath mats, towels, rayon undies, everything.
Great bleeps, Ma. Dickie Dozen reporting on rayon undies. Don't you know any real dirt?
Yes, your pa's work shirt. He certainly gets them dirty. But you print how easy Does doesn't. Every woman will want to read that. No soap made gets wartime clothes clean easier than Does. And you can quote me as saying you don't even need a bar soap anymore, because Does licks tough dirt all by itself.
Oh, heck, I can't fill up a page about work shirts.
Well, dear, tell how Does towels and linens. Why, I've never seen whiter washes than Does, turns out. And that's good news any day.
But a reporter wants something colossal. For instance, did Does ever save anybody's life?
Well, I don't know about that. But Does certainly saves the pretty colors a wash. It's wonderful how Daisy's nice rayon slips stay bright longer with Does. Yet you can't beat it for getting out tough dirt. Just put that in the Bugle.
Gee, Willikins, Ma, that's no scoop. Everybody knows Does does everything.
Well, it's big news for wash day, Dickie. Compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the toughest dirt. So, ladies, change to Does. D-U-Z. It does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, Molly Goldberg isn't having an easy time of it. Molly's desire to have other people make something of their lives often involves her in serious consequences. When Molly worked Grace and George into positions of confidence and responsibility, hoping to complete their reformation, they betrayed her trust and absconded with a juvenile delinquency fund, leaving Molly to face the aroused townspeople. The contributors to the fund have called a meeting, and Molly has admitted her fault to them. And then suddenly Molly's hopes were aroused again. A long-distance call came from George. Maybe her faith in humanity was not wasted after all. The meeting is in session. Molly has the floor. Listen.
Ma!
I'm here.
Ma, where are you?
I'm here.
Well, what are you doing in here, Ma? They're waiting for you in the meeting inside.
I'm here getting some water.
Ma, what is it? Who is on the phone?
Rosalie. Rosalie, abide with me one moment. Come here quickly. Quickly and silently, let me tell you.
What is it, my child? White as a sheet.
Ah. And Rosalie, not one syllable.
Well, tell me, Ma.
Rosalie, look at me, darling. Rosalie, George Stevens called long distance.
George? Well, what did he want?
I don't know.
Well, why did you tell everybody, Ma?
Not yet. Not yet. The time hasn't come to tell everybody.
Well, why not, Ma?
First, I didn't spoke to person personally yet. The operator's trying to get him. He was dislocated someplace. And secondly, I have to know why George is calling.
But, Ma, it's...
Rosalie, now. Now we have to see. Rosalie, maybe I wasn't so negative.
What do you mean negative, Ma?
What do I mean negative? Negative. What is negative, Rosalie?
Ma,
what is...
Molly, dear. I thought you came out here for water.
I'm getting it, Jay, darling. I'm getting it, Rosalie.
Yes, Ma.
You're holding up the meeting, darling.
Yes, I'm coming, sweetheart. I'm coming. I was just a little overcome.
Why, who called you?
Why?
Bruce?
Goldberg. Aren't you feeling well?
Well, I'm feeling better now than I felt in a very long spell, Bruce.
Yes.
Here's the water, Ma.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, I'll just swallow this glass.
Of course.
That's a fake, Ma.
Mrs. Goldberg, now, if you're not feeling well, we'll just close the meeting and send everybody home.
No, Bruce, no. On the contrary, I feel well, very well. And if I may, I want to say a few more words to my friends.
Sure.
I don't want their friendship to be null and void. Because, Bruce, you know friends are not made overnight. and they shouldn't be lost without reason.
Who called you, Molly? Who called you?
Later. Take the glass, Rosalie. Everybody's coming in here.
What's going on, Well, if you're not feeling well, Mrs. Goldberg, of course we can postpone this meeting.
You do look awful pale, Mrs. Goldberg.
No, I'm feeling very well. I'm feeling very well.
Quietly. We can wait if you want to. We can wait just a little longer.
Quietly. Mrs. Goldberg feels she should say something more before you all decide what to do. We told her how we felt about what happened, and we spoke out in no fancy or polite words.
Now listen, please, Mrs. Decker.
Mrs. Goldberg feels you all had the right to criticize her for her actions, but not her feelings.
Well, that's evidently my telephone, if I may.
Of course,
please.
Mrs. Goldberg.
Excuse me, Mrs. Amelia. Mrs. Decker. Hello?
Mrs. Goldberg, please.
Present speaking, please.
Oh, I have George Stevens for you.
Well, tell the party to call Lastonbury 98 in about 1 hour, please. My home, 98.
98?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, Mrs. Goldberg, they're ready to hear what you have to say.
Who called, Marge?
Are you all right, Mrs. Goldberg?
I'm fine.
Here you are, Mrs. Goldberg. You don't have to stand up.
Thank
you. Don't
you. I feel better on my feet.
Now, please. Everybody, quiet, please. Mrs. Decker, please. Floyd, find yourself a seat and sit down.
Well, friends, neighbors, and contemporaries, somebody a long time ago said, lend me your ears. I'm asking not for your ears. I'm asking you to listen to me with your heart.
You treated us as if we didn't have any.
Decker, please.
Well, for that, Mrs. Decker, I have already been punished. You, Mrs. Decker, said I couldn't use your frozen food locker. You, Mr. Reynolds, asked me to take my cows out of your pasture. And I was also asked to move because Mr. Blish wants my house. So you see, for what I did, I was punished. And rightly, not wrongly. And if I'm standing here now trying to speak to you, it's not to try to show you I was right, but only to get back your respect and your friendship if I can.
Well, it's a
Decker,
little late,
please. Mrs. Goldberg, go on, Mrs. Goldberg, please. Go ahead.
Friends, I think I understand you. And I only want you to understand me so that we can be as we were. Some of you I've known already for years. When I came from New York, and even my best friend Ruth Hand condemned me, but for one reason. For one reason only. Not just because I tried to help two people and they went off with the money. The money was not important. You said it, Mrs. Decker, Mrs. Vermilia said it, everybody said it wasn't important. Because money can be found when you want to find it, if you have the will and if you need it. I was condemned not because I tried to help Grace and George Stevens, but because I took it on myself to help these people without taking my friends and my neighbors into my encounter.
That's right. That's right. You know better than we are, Mrs. Goldberg.
I admit I was wrong, Mrs. Decker. And I don't think I'm better, and I also don't think that I'm worse than my neighbors. I should have taken you all into my confidence and asked you all to decide what should be done. I didn't, however, evidently. I didn't. That's where I was wrong. But forget me for 1 minute. Forget me and think only of the true people that I tried to help, Grace and George. And let me ask you only one question, and then the meeting can be closed, and you can do with or what with me, what you will and where you will. Let me ask only one question. Let me ask you, dear friends and neighbors, what would you do now? If, for instance, George came back.
Huh?
What would you do with him? Would you help him?
I'd put him where he deserves to be.
Decker,
he had
please.
His chance and he ran away.
Mrs. Decker,
and if he asked me, I'd had put him away long before
Decker,
he had a chance to run.
Please.
If he had any sense, he won't come back.
Mrs.
Or
Decker,
he'll get what's coming to
a
him.
A minute, Mrs. Decker. Neighbors, please. Yes. Please, now. I've been sitting here and listening. Now I've got something to say. I want to apologize to Mrs. Goldberg.
Apologize to Mrs. Goldberg?
Let me talk, Mrs. Decker.
Mrs.
Decker, I was the first to go to Mrs. Goldberg and say that it was unneighborly to help those two people without consulting the rest of us when we are involved, too. But now I see what Mrs. Goldberg feared. I see it right here when she asked what we do if, say, George came back. I begin to see something. It's getting clear to me. Now, you take a couple of people who are suspicious and weak characters, let's say bad characters, and you want to help them. All right, you have to decide what to do, and it's a complicated, not a simple thing to do. You know it's a right thing to do. You know you could get every decent person in Lastonbury to agree to help, but it might take time to convince everybody, and someone, one single person, might not be convinced. Well, if Mrs. Goldberg had gone around and asked all of us, why, Mrs. Decker might have said no.
Well, Sally, how do you know
and
what
Mrs.
I said?
Mrs. Decker. And then those two people wouldn't have had their chance. Just the way she won't give George a chance now.
He had his chance.
Some men need more than one.
Oh, more than one.
Mrs. Decker, now we've been harsh with Mrs. Goldberg because he looked at what happened after it happened, not before it did. I say we were wrong and she was right, and I think that three of us here ought to be right ashamed and ought to make up for it. How about that frozen locker and the pasture and the house?
I still say we can't spend our whole lives giving chances
but
to thieves and
we shouldn't interfere with those who want to spend their lives that way.
I'm standing on the telephone, if I may.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Goldberg. Go right ahead. Mrs. Decker, please.
Hello?
Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes?
There's another long-distance call for you. Do you want me to tell him to call you back at 98?
Yes. Who's calling, please?
Well, just a minute.
Yes.
Who is it, Ma?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Grace Stevens.
Huh? Who?
Grace Stevens.
Oh, spell it, please.
S?
No. The first name.
G?
Yes.
R?
Thank you.
A?
Thank you.
C?
Thank you.
E?
Oh, thank you.
If we could see into a heart, we would see Molly's filled with hope that her faith is justified. For Grace is calling, George is calling, even though the future is just blank for them. You know, sometimes we borrow a lot of trouble by worrying about things that won't ever happen. Take young Daisy Dozem, already worrying about her future. Why, the other day, Daisy asked me...
Clayton, do you think I'm too young to get married?
Well, Daisy,
Ma says so, but, gee, I'm 14, and I know all about keeping house and washing things. We could just use Dove's for everything.
Well, Daisy, Dove's is mighty important in married life. This new kind of soap does everything in the wash. Work shirts, towels, to nice rayon slips. Why, ladies, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Dove's gives longer life for the pretty colors you wash, plus unsurpassed whiteness for towels and real cleaning power for the grimiest work clothes. Sure, even in the toughest wash, Dove's does everything. And friends, remember, this is wartime. Don't waste Dove's. All soaps contain vitally needed war materials. So save up your dirty clothes and wash several loads in the same Dove's suds. See to it every bit of Dove's you use does more. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly finds a way to guarantee half her experiment in human life. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.